So 2 weeks ago, I shared about Pentecost. Pentecost was actually last week, but I realized that last week we were going to be out on the verge doing the comrades thing. So I took the opportunity. I didn't want to miss out on talking about the Holy Spirit and about Pentecost and what had happened. So I took that opportunity 2 weeks ago. We were out of sync a little bit with the church calendar, but I'm sure God's okay with that because we spoke about Him. And then it was comrades, and we'll have some photos next week, I'm guessing. It was a really incredible time out on the verge. If you came and were a part of it, just for me, it was over really quickly. But it was really great. And then this week, I just thought I wanted to carry on because some people made comments from the Holy Spirit Pentecost Sunday. And I want to just jump back into that topic a little bit. I take it from a bit of a different angle, but I want to first address two things that people told me. Okay. So I made this statement. I've never spoken in tongues. Okay, I made that statement. And somebody suggested maybe I should clarify that a bit. And so I believe God has given me other gifts. And I eagerly desire that gift. It's not like because I've never spoken in tongues, that's the last thing I want to do. There's places where I've really said to God, is this my moment? Is it going to happen today? And it never has, but I wait because God could very much, very easily do that for me. So if I made that statement, you thought, oh, I better not speak in tongues because Brian's in front there and he's going to go, ooh, then that's not what I meant. I'm waiting for God. And if that's His desire for me, it'll be a gift that I will receive and I will speak in tongues. But until He does that, well, maybe I should tell you the story now real quickly about my experience with this. So back in the day, I was in Boksburg. We were ministering in Kempton Park. We'd gone through to Boksburg to meet up with somebody. It was a church meeting. It was one evening who had been to Toronto. You remember back in the day, there was a moment where it was a Toronto blessing. The Holy Spirit was being poured out on the church. People were going to Toronto and bringing the Holy Spirit back. Sounds a bit odd, eh? Anything to declare. Hand luggage and the Holy Spirit. But anyway, but that's how we spoke about the Holy Spirit at that time. And we'd gone to hear this person speak about what was happening in Toronto and really just get excited because it was a very exciting time for the church. God was really moving in a powerful way in the church. So we went to Boksburg to listen to this guy. I can't remember who. He spoke about this experience he'd had and what had happened in Toronto. And then he said, who wants to speak in tongues? Oh, man. I was like, this is it. This is my moment. It's going to happen. I came, so we all had to come to the front. We kind of lined up over here. And he had a team of people. And this girl came to me and she was praying with me. And she said, I really want to speak in tongues. I'm like, yeah, I really want to speak in tongues. I got out of my chair, came here. But anyway, and she prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Nothing happening. Prayed, prayed, prayed. Eventually she said, you've heard other people speak in tongues. I'm like, yeah. You know the sounds they make? Yeah. Go home and practice those sounds. So I thought, whoa. I thought, yuck, this is a strange gift that I have to practice. I thought it was just going to happen. You know, I don't go to Christmas Day and going, well, you know, practice unwrapping a gift here and practice. It was like weird. So I kind of had this moment where I thought, what really are gifts? You know, how do they work? And so I had to clarify it for my own mind. And then when I really know that I received some gifts from the Holy Spirit, there was a moment where I went from not working with young people to working with young people. And there was a Sunday when they brought me up in the church in front of the church in Kempton Park, and the elders came around me and they laid hands and they prayed for me. And I remember one of the elders saying, and Holy Spirit, come and give Brian the gifts that he needs. And I know for certain at that moment, something happened inside of me that changed me. In high school, I couldn't speak in front of my class. Remember, prepared orals, the worst thing ever. And then I had to do my matric oral in front of two teachers. Oh, they passed me because they didn't want to hear me again, you know, like, can we just say, yes, he can do it so that he doesn't come back next year? Anyway, and then at that moment when the elders prayed for me, I know suddenly I had that gift that God had blessed me in a unique way. So that's why I made that statement. And it's not that I'm anti. I think that one of the challenges for us as a church is that we're Presbyterian. And we're very prim and proper. And we're very quiet during the service. The minister has to actually say, yes, some of us, and only when I elicit it, the minister has to say, do I hear an amen? And then there's like three people, amen. We don't have to be classified as charismatic. If we accept that the Holy Spirit still works today, the definition of charismatic applies to us. Charismatic's not out of control, crazy jumping and singing. Charismatic is the gifts still function today in our lives. I think that's one of the challenges. Okay, I do eagerly desire the gift of tongues. And then somebody said that they really felt second rate for a long time because they couldn't speak in tongues. Because some churches put a lot of emphasis on that as being the sign of filled with the Holy Spirit. And they said, thanks, I felt better that I've never spoken in tongues. I'm still eagerly desire the gift. But if that's not the gift, there's a whole lot that are listed. We don't have them all, and some we won't have. And other people might have those gifts. That's how God works. So I want to go to Romans 12, 6 to 8 this morning. And I want to speak about this thing called spiritual gifts this morning. Romans 12, 6 to 8. This is the word of the Lord. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Just that little short extract. There's a whole lot written on spiritual gifts. I wanted to go to a list that I have that I quite like, which is called Spiritual Gifts Are Not. Okay, and I just want to run through what spiritual gifts are not as a way of saying what spiritual gifts are. So, spiritual gifts are not natural talents. Often this is a question that people ask. You know, I'm good at this in life. Is that my spiritual gift? Well, God can work like that. So he can take your natural talent, which he gave to you anyway. You didn't get that other from, you got everything from God. So your natural talents you got from God. Sometimes those talents he uses as gifts in the church. Sometimes. So I said, you know, if you're a manager, maybe he can use that in a leadership position or an administration position. A salesperson, maybe evangelism, Pete, amen. Okay, good. Maybe if you dance, maybe creative communication. Maybe if you're good with carpentry, maybe it's craftsmanship. But it doesn't have to be like that. It's not that I'm good in my, I have this talent. It doesn't mean that's what God's going to use in the church necessarily. Remember I mentioned this word the other day in one of my sermons, mystery. We have to hold on to that as well because we're not going to understand God completely. If we did, then he'd be like, not God. We're never going to understand every single thing. But we know that sometimes he uses those natural talents, and sometimes he does other things. Sometimes you're good at something out there, but when you step into here, God says, this is what I'm giving you. To do my work, something brand new. This is the gift that I've got for you. And I've been in places where somebody has received something that's so different that it's just revolutionized their walk with the Lord. So, spiritual gifts are not natural talents. My little catchphrase for today is, we all have spiritual gifts, use them. Okay, number two, spiritual gifts are not the fruit of the Spirit. So in Galatians 5 verse 22, there's that list, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are not spiritual gifts. The one is being. That's what that list is, Galatians 5:22. That's being. How do we know that we really are in Christ and that we're living according to his will? Well, we'll see the fruit. That's what this is. But that's different to the spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts are doing. So spiritual fruit is being. Gifts are doing. This is where we start to do stuff. We're not given spiritual gifts so that we can get better. No, it's to serve God. We're given fruit because that's an outpouring of God working in our lives. But the gifts are as we start to minister and operate. And you'll know what it's like, because when I mentioned Hillcrest Hospital just now, some people are like, yes, I'm going to go there and I'm going to go and push that wheelchair. I'm going to go love those folk. And other people are like, I'm not going to do that. That's fine, because there's a gift that you've been given, and some people it's to have compassion for those particular people. And for other people, it's not. For other people, it's to do other things. So, spiritual gifts are not the fruit of the Spirit. The one is an attitude. The one is aptitude. The one is a byproduct of a healthy walk with God. The other is a supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit. Third thing then. Oh, we all have spiritual gifts. Use them. That's my catchphrase. Remember that. I'll say it a few more times just in case it's going to come up. Spiritual gifts are not church positions. So some people think that these are connected. Well, they are. I serve according to my gifts, but that doesn't mean that I am the pastor because I got the gift of pastoring. No, I got the gift of maybe teaching, maybe leadership, and so that leads me to be a pastor. Maybe I got the gift of helps, and I got the gift of service, so then I go to tea duty. So you're not going to find tea duty listed in the Bible, or flower arranging. You will find pastor. I was going to say that, but I knew there would be some sharp people here this morning. But you've got to look at the gifts and say, well, what does this mean for me in the body of Christ, in this body of Christ? Understand that we're all here for a reason. We've been brought together for a reason to this place at this time. We all have certain gifts and talents to do what God wants us to do in this place. And so we just got to say, well, where do I fit in, Lord? You're not the one bit of the puzzle that's in the wrong box, okay? You know, when you found the flowery piece and it's like a bridge, you're like, oh, wrong piece. No, everybody is in the right place and has got a part to play in this body. That's how God has put it together. So they're not church positions. We all have spiritual gifts. Use them. Spiritual gifts are not Christian disciplines. So Christian disciplines are different. So Bible reading is a Christian discipline. Study of God's word, Christian meditation, prayer. Those are spiritual disciplines. Some excellent books written on spiritual disciplines. And there's some excellent disciplines. They build us up. They lead and grow us closer to Christ. But it's very different to spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are not Christian disciplines. Tithing, worship, Bible reading, prayer, Christian meditation, fasting. I mentioned some of those. They both need to be practiced. We need spiritual disciplines in our lives so that we grow. But we also need to use our spiritual gifts so that the body grows. The one builds up the individual. The one builds up this body. Everyone should exercise disciplines, and everyone should exercise their spiritual gifts. So we all have spiritual gifts, so you must use them. Very good. I can feel the Spirit starting to move here. Spiritual gifts are not excuses. Yes, where is he going with this, Brian? Spiritual gifts are not excuses. So if you happen to see the lady sitting on the bench at Watercrest, and you remember Brian said, oh, anybody can pray for that person. And then you think, but wait a second, I don't have the gift of healing. Whew. I can walk right past. Whew, thank goodness. And she mentioned that he was like a medical person, so that's not me. No, sometimes we look at, this is my gifting, so I don't have to do anything else. So I'm the pastor, teacher, leader, I don't have the helps gift. So I don't have to wash the dishes after Thursday Ascension Day. Hallelujah. Glad I didn't get that gift. No, it's not an excuse. We're all called to go and make disciples. Some of us are way better because that's our gift. You'll know those people. You'll be in a Christian connection, and this one person's like, you know, converting the waitresses and the waiters and everybody. You're like, wow, that's just incredible. That's not me. Doesn't mean we are not called to share. And God can do something supernatural in that moment as we open our mouth and say, hey, can I pray with you? But don't use that as an excuse that, well, I don't have the gift of evangelism, so I don't have to tell anybody. Well, I don't have the gift of help, so I don't have to wash Brian's feet. Just, or make him breakfast. Well, now that was sneaky. Well, that was so sneaky. Look at that. Yeah. Okay. We all have spiritual gifts, so use them. Very good. You're getting there. Oh, it's going to be a long day. So there's a couple of different places. That's my list of what spiritual gifts are not. But there's a couple of places where we find spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians, Romans, and Ephesians is where we find spiritual gifts mentioned, how they work, and lists. There's about 20 of them listed. I say about because some people are not quite sure if being a martyr is a spiritual gift. But anyway, and then I read that bit out of Romans 12. Let me go through it one more time. We have different gifts. That's an important thing. We all have spiritual gifts. According to the grace given us, if a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So we all have gifts. God did not overlook some people. Some people that are more visual, and so we think, wow, they've really got, like, they're overflowing with spiritual gifts. Poor me. No, it's not like that. God gives every single person spiritual gifts. A couple that really will jump to the top of the pile, and most probably one or two that are just so within you that when you hear somebody talking about something, you go, wow, I really resonate with that. So we all have them. Don't think, well, I'm the one black sheep. I'm the ugly duckling. God decided I wasn't going to get anything. No, no. Everybody has got a spiritual gift or two. Thank you. Wow. There's one charismatic person in the house today. And Pete, sorry, two. Okay. Then the second thing that's important in this bit of scripture, is the phrase that I'm going to highlight in this next slide. It's my son over there. Come on, buddy. Okay. let him. Ladies, just don't go to sleep now. Let them, okay? You know what I mean. But it's that we need to use the gifts that we've been given. We don't lose gifts. You might have heard a sermon like that. Use it or lose it. No, no. But I really think that there's seasons where God says, now's your moment. And he kind of pushes you into a place. And you can see all of those gifts that the writer is saying, use these gifts, use them, use them, use them, use them. Don't just sit back and go, man, great. I'm so glad that Shane and Cindy are so blessed when it comes to music. That's awesome. I can just sit here. Well, you know, I'm so happy that Madiba's doing tea this morning. I can just relax. Or that Z's doing coffee this morning. No, God is gifting us all, and he's saying, whatever you've got, stand up, do it, use it. So that's very important. Okay, we all have spiritual gifts. Use them. Very good. Okay. Still hasn't stuck, but anyway. How do I know, I'm coming in to land this plane now, how do I know what my spiritual gifts are? How's this revealed to me? So when I became a Christian, the most important moment was as I accepted Jesus Christ. That was paramount for me. Changed my life completely. And I was a different person, a new creation. Then the next big moment for me was when I experienced the moment where I realized I've got a gift and I can serve according to that. I didn't know that. There was some teaching that I'd missed, you know, when I was just like going to church because I was interested in the girl. I'd missed some important stuff. And then there was a moment when I was a Christian, then I realized, wait a second, there's more. God has given me something special and unique. And then that was another massive moment for me. So how do you know? Well, the first thing then, these are gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit. So first thing is ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, what is it? What have you given me? What is the thing that you've planted inside my life that's unique that I can serve according to? That's the best way to go. God has given these gifts. Ask him, what are they? The second thing then is to ask other Christians. Guaranteed, there are people around you who know you who will go, I see this in you. I know a lot of people that I can see this morning, and I can see where you're serving and why you're serving there. It's not like a mystery. Gee, I didn't see, you know, you there. God gives us these things, and they're very evident because we naturally do them in the church. So, yeah, ask somebody else, somebody that knows you well. And if you're in a small group, say to your small group, hey, I really want to know what it is. What is it that God has given me? What do you see in me? So that's the second thing. Then the third thing is take a spiritual gifts analysis or spiritual gifts test. I just mentioned one here that I took this week, and still not helps. I'm sorry. still. But I'll wash the dishes. Don't worry. I'm happy to do that. But you might want to just take a screenshot of that, or you can just message me and say, hey, Brian, what is that website that you spoke about? It's a PDF download, so if you don't have internet access, then just phone me up or send me a message and say, hey, Brian, won't you just print out the spiritual gifts test for me? It's 100 questions, and it'll give you a good indication where you should be serving, where you should be serving according to your gifts. It'll say what your gifts are. And then come bring that to me or to somebody, one of the leaders, or to a friend in the church and say, hey, this is what it came up with. Administration. Do I have to count pencils? Is there a job like that in the church? Let us help you and guide you into a position. So take a spiritual gifts analysis, and then maybe just do a bit of introspection. Maybe ask yourself the question, how is God using me? Can we go to the next slide yet? Oh, it's gone. Did everybody get that? No. Go back to the last slide, please, Caleb. Oh, it's quicker at going backwards. I like this chart. How is God using me? So just kind of look at your own life. A bit of introspection and say, what really gets me going when I'm in the church? You know, when I hear something from the front, maybe I heard about a holiday club and suddenly I was like, whew, energized. Maybe it's got something to do with, you know, serving in that area. When they said we need people to come and knit, it's like, whoo, you know, already I practice knitting with no knitting needles. Maybe that's, you just look at yourself and say, Lord, what is it? What is it? Look into yourself. Okay. We all have spiritual gifts, so use them. Woo. Right. Just imagine that you have a Lamborghini. I'm a bit biased here. I'd like the car. I just think it's wrong that the minister drives a Lamborghini. Most probably, hey? And the stewardship board had a bit of a difference when I got a new car. But not to bother. Imagine you have this Lamborghini. And it's parked in your garage. And that's it. It's just parked in your garage. Every now and then you look at it. You walk to work. Walk around everywhere you go, get home, look at your Lamborghini. Ooh. It's the same with spiritual gifts, you know. We've got, the gift we have is so incredible. It's not like just a little something. It's Almighty God placing within us, the God of the whole entire universe, placing something unique in you. Lamborghini suddenly is actually a poor example. There's no earthly example that we can give. But imagine that you have this from Almighty God within you, and it just sits there, never to see the light of day, never to be taken out and revved up, trying to link this illustration to the Lamborghini again. Never, never to be used. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. What do gifts do? Really quickly, gifts are there to glorify God. So when we have the gift of prophecy, speaking in tongues, encouragement, and we don't use them, it's a problem because our gifts glorify God. You see, it's not that you're letting me down or letting the church down. You're just not doing what God wants you to do. So glorify God and then edify others. Spiritual gifts are a very much a community thing. Very much community. So again, if you've got spiritual gift of speaking in tongues, prophecy, edification, and you don't use that, then the body doesn't grow. I know that we have people with a gift of healing in this congregation. But we don't often see healings. Why is that? Because those people don't really have the real gift. Or is it just that people don't step up and say, "Well, Brian, I really think we should pray for some people this morning that they, God's speaking to me about healing." Or I speak in tongues to glorify God and edify others, build up the church. It's hard for us because our tradition is that we're softer. We don't say a lot from there. And if we do, what if we get it wrong? Ooh. Guaranteed, if we're listening to God, we won't get it wrong. And I just want to assure you that we're open. In this church, we're open. Somebody coming to me and saying, "Beryl did it this morning. Hey, I think today's the day that I want to share that thing." Yes, let's share it. Feel free. Grab an elder. Say, "I really feel something happening here today. I think we need to just wait on God and pray for healing. Or I've got this word that's bubbling up inside of me. I really think I need to share that." It's hard. We are Presbyterians, I know. But just remember, glorify God, edify others. I read this week, which was quite great while I was preparing. It's not so much that you have the Spirit, that the Spirit has you. Isn't that a new way of looking at it? It's not like we've got the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit has us. And it's as He has us like this, those gifts flow out of our lives. It's not like we're like, squish, squash. No, it's more God has us in His hands, and then the Spirit leads and guides and works. We all have spiritual gifts. Put that up on the screen, please, Caleb, because boom. See, now you can't get it wrong, okay. I'm going to say it one more time just because I've got it on the screen, okay. We all have spiritual gifts, so? Oh, please, church. Okay. Imagine a church where every believer is in the right place for the right reason at the right time. What would that church look like? Those with the gifts of administration doing the administration. Those with the gifts of hospitality, welcoming people at the door. Those with the gifts of help, serving others. Those with teaching gifts, passing on the faith to the next generation. Imagine a church. Let's pray. Mighty God and Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, that part of Your plan for us is that You give us spiritual gifts. Lord, that You called us to a place where we find You and where we know You and where we grow in You. And then You give us this incredible, incredible ability to serve You that is powered by You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that You didn't overlook anybody. Thank You, Lord, that this morning You've been speaking to people in a new and fresh way. Help us, Lord, to listen to Your voice. Help us to know that we should be standing up and saying, "I declare You as Lord and Savior. I want to pray for people who are not well." This is a word I believe is from God. Help us to just grab onto those moments, Lord. We hear them. We hear Your voice, but sometimes we're just a little bit nervous. Help us to be obedient to You, Lord. And then, Lord, show us where we can serve in Your church. We want to serve for a lifetime. We want to be a church that is administered by administrators, that is taught by teachers, that is healed by the people with the gift of healing. Come, Lord, work through us all, we pray. In your mighty name, amen.